There are now hundreds of thousands of signatures on a petition to boycott Target because of its pledge last week to welcome transgendered team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity. That was, of course, in response to North Carolina's bathroom bill signed into law last month that basically requires that people use the restroom that corresponds with their birth gender. The religious nonprofit American Family Association started the petition. They say Target's policy will allow men to decide they feel like a woman and go into girls' restrooms. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal has been following all of this. And Jason, the Southern Poverty Law Center labels this group an extremist organization. But will they have a negative impact on this huge company, Target? They've got hundreds of thousands of signatures.
Hundreds of thousands of signatures. Yes, thanks, Robin. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's interesting that I was just looking at their stock price and whether it was taking a hit. If we measure it that mm-hmm. way, what does the market think of what's going on? And it took a little bit of a dip yesterday, but you can't really tell whether that's attributable to this controversy. And really, the stock hasn't moved that much from where it was a month ago. So by that measure, so far, not that much of an impact. And Target is kind of brushing this off. They're mm-hmm. saying – actually, they released a statement that to me today that said, "And we respect that there are a wide variety of views and perspectives and opinions, but as a company, they stand behind what it means to offer, in their words, our team an inclusive place to work and our guests an inclusive place to shop. We continue to believe that this is the right thing for Target." They continue to believe that.
Well, Target, it strikes us, not only has the restrooms, it has fitting rooms, which is potentially another battleground here. But there's also been a backlash to the conservative backlash. There's a Twitter user, H8to Feel, who tweeted, "We won't protest Target not paying their workers a living wage, but imaginary crimes in bathrooms. There have not been crimes of the kind that people fear." So is it possible that Target might actually get more support?
Possible, but I think it's never fun for these companies to be caught up in a political situation, though it could be argued that they dipped their toe into it themselves when they announced this new policy. But they're not new. Target's not new to having the bullseye on its back. Back in 2010, they donated $150,000 to a political group. In this case, it was a conservative group, and they had a major backlash against them, a petition against them, and that kind of all went away. And in that case, back in 2010, it was gay rights supporters who were demonstrating outside Target stores on locations all over the country, petitioning, promising a boycott. And that didn't really turn into much.
Well, there's even more social media now, and people who are critical of Target have been recording themselves asking a manager about the new policy. Let's listen to one from – this is Dave Dobenmeyer.
"I could, in fact, go use the woman's restroom right now."
"If you identified yourself as a woman, yes."
"Wow. Self-identify, huh?"
"So it's based on..."
"It's just based on whatever the person thinks."
"Yep, so..."
"And they could change tomorrow."
Yeah, so these activists are going out and making these recordings. Jason, just a couple seconds here, but this is in your face. This is going to be very active on social media.
Very much so. I mean, some people are sort of toying with this because to some people, this whole discussion is a bit of a joke because this is a cultural transformation that some people just had never thought they would imagine in their lifetime. And those on the other side of this debate are saying, it's time for you to learn about differences and that, to develop some sympathy for those who are different from you. So maybe this is part of an education process.
That's playing out. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.